Good morning, one. Good morning, all. Lyle, I want you to keep talking, and I want you to repeat what you just said, because that's the topic of today. And if it's like 3 or 5 months down the road and you're listening to this, it's still one of the top news stories of the globe. And how does it apply to NECAN, and how does it apply to what we're discussing today? It totally applies. Now, Lyle Meeker and all the other Texans, Lyle, give me the current population of Texas. I should know this.
I should know it too, but it's way up there in the double-digit million.
Okay, so it's more than any other state. It's really not. California has more people, but Texans are going to claim they're bigger, they're better. It's the Lone Star State. Don't mess with Texas. You know, blah, 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 blah. I get that, okay? And I love Texas. Why? Because I imported my wife out of Texas. The best things come out of Texas. You got to get out. Anyways, and if you don't like my humor, you can always hang up. It's okay. Nobody's holding a gun to your head. But here's what I want all of us to focus in on. And last week, by the way, by popular vote, Nancy Cosman won or earned. She had the best wellness home family principles that were shared. So Nancy, and I apologize, any of you who are waiting for discontinued NECAN products to be mailed to you, the shipping department at the Corbett, Oregon NECAN Extension Warehouse, the shipping department has been a little bit undermanned. The president of the NECAN Extension Warehouse in Corbett, Oregon, the marketing department, the shipping department, it's all one person, okay? A whole lot of sarcasm coming here, and if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can call me or text me later or send me an email. Me, Vance, been a little preoccupied the last few weeks, so I apologize. But Nancy earned herself a free, absolutely free, no cost to her, pair of original 1975 limited edition antique, no longer available, Japanese mag steps, women's size, that will fit her. I think they'll fit her. So Lyle, going back to my question, Lyle is candidate number one. And here's the premise of today's call. Lyle's talking about the heat that he, because Lyle, like Vance, there's a lot of hot air there, a lot of gas, that means to, you know, but Texas has literally altered because of what's going on. The climate of the country. These are top news stories. I just read one this morning. How do we, as NECAN wellness consultants, here's the question, Lyle, you got to go first, and then everybody else, you can hit star six, take your turn. If you want to start with the ABCs and start with your first name, but we're kind of, Karen could go next because she's letter C. Not K-A-R-E-N, but C-A-R-Y-N. But Lyle, we're going to go a little out of order, but since you were talking, you got to go first. Here's the question. How has NECAN and your experience with NECAN during your short or long tenure impacted that pillar called the family pillar? And a lot of people miss this. They think, well, I'm more focused on the products. I just need to sleep better, or our family needs to get better hydrated. We get that. I understand that. But how has it impacted your family values? And Lyle, before you answer my question, and if any of you want this, I can send you, I'll forward you the link, but I can tell you verbatim the influence that NECAN has had on the Rogers family is literally feeding thousands upon thousands of people today. Whoa, wait, What do you mean, Vance? There's a young kid, 24 years young, in Washington, D.C. right now. Her name is McKenna Rogers. She works for a nonprofit. And so far this year, in 2023, her organization that she works for has rescued 21 million pounds of food that was otherwise going to get thrown away and got it into the hands of people who need it. Well, how has Nikan played into that? It's really simple. She was exposed to her entire life a healthy family pillar that taught her how to serve, how to give of her time, how to give back, how to help develop a healthy society. Healthy family and healthy society go hand in hand. And when we model it, and again, I'm not going to say Vance and Stacey Rogers are the greatest parents on the planet. We're knocking at the door of, you know, the number two or number three spot. Again, just kidding. I'm kidding. But values, our culture, the good things that we have, they're not taught. They're caught. We catch them. So here's your question again, Lyle. Now you've had a chance to think about it and ponder. How have you and Sandy, it starts with an S. Please remind me again.
It's Sandy.
Sandy. Okay, I was right. Okay, I was like, why? Sandy Red Color. The little orphan Andy, Sandy, Sandy's the name of the dog. Got it. I got it. Okay. I had to do word association. How have you and Sandy in that healthy family, healthy home pillar, what are some of the values that maybe you already had them before, but Nikan has reiterated and you've been able to instill them and adapt them into your home, into your culture, and then as well, best part is sharing them with others. And again, there's free products at stake here. Lyle, I'm not going to tell you what you earn today, what you win today, but there's free products.
Well, you know, the whole thing started when we got involved. And so sharing what we learned, and of course, every family member that comes in the home, they actually leave the house feeling better. And with the company, and a lot of our family is spread out all over, they're not close by. The company's allowed us, because we don't have to ask for time off, we can go visit when we want, we can stay as long as we want. Just like last year, we drove all the way to Maine to visit our daughter up there, and enjoy the great trip. But it also allowed me and us and Sandy to share with others in the community our time, because of Nikan allowing us to build a network and share with others, to help the community. And same thing as your daughter, involved with organizations that feed the homeless, the less fortunate, also to provide a free pediatric clinic, a mobile one, to go around and for the uninsured or underinsured children in our communities, provide total wellness checks, vision screening, sports physicals. And so, you know, it's a community family now instead of just a local family. So our family has expanded out throughout the community in various ways to help them. And if it wasn't for Nikan, I'd probably still be working a job and having to ask for time off anytime I wanted to help somebody.
Now, Lyle, I've never asked you this question. I don't think I have anyways, but What did you do for a career? What did you do for your job?
Well, the first 20 years I was in the military, so I was out there protecting our freedom. And then I worked in a hospital. The main thing I did was work in the hospital for over 11 years doing maintenance work in the structures and the buildings and the local clinics and stuff in the area. And then because of Nikan, I was able to tell them I'd rather stay and work at home instead of be here in this contaminated facility and breathing these toxins into my lungs when I have a wellness home.
Okay, so not all of us have that opportunity. And I know you said 20 years in the military and then you went into hospital work. So that would make you, let's see, 2018, that would make you 38, 40 years young. Because you said 20 years in the military and then you said you didn't tell us. And again, I'm being facetious again. We have no idea how old you are, how young you are, and that's irrelevant. And you can state your age if you want to right about now.
Well, I have a birthday coming up in August and I'll be 69.
Okay, so you're knocking at the door at 70. I find that fascinating because Herb Rapp called me the other day. And if you ever want to get around a guy who has the most incredible, well-balanced self-confidence, okay, or self-esteem, it's Herb Rapp. Because he talks about himself at 75 years young. And he says it this way. He said, Vance, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out when somebody walks into my business. Okay, besides Nikan, I have him listed in my phone, and Lyle, you're probably going to think this is a little bit sick and distorted, but I have him listed, his contact in my phone says Hot Tub Hottie. And you're laughing. Well, at 75 years young, Herb says it this way. He said, when a husband and a wife walk into my office and they want to buy one of our products, I simply ask them, hey, if you're going to buy this hot tub, if you're going to buy this jacuzzi, you're going to buy this, you really need to look at this other product I have that filters the water. And he drops a few key sentences. And he said, typically, the wife, when Herb interjects his age, because women are more concerned about anti-aging, she'll say, oh, we're buying that. And what else do you have? If you're 75 and you look like that, I want to look like that when I'm 75 or, you know. So, again, it's not all about how we look. But, Lyle, what I hear you saying is Nikan has impacted the culture and the value for you and Sandy, and that you're now able to do what a lot of people, I saw a news story 3 weeks ago about a guy who finally retired at 91. 91 years of age, he's fit, he's ready to enjoy his retirement years, and all he's lobbying, he's lobbying to get all of the retirement benefits that are owed to him, and somehow there's a clink. There's something going on, and that's what the news story was all about. And I couldn't quite figure it out. I'm like, why are you keeping the retirement benefits from a 91-year young guy who rightfully deserves it? I don't understand. So again, I didn't do the research, but. Lyle, what I hear you saying is you got to go through a major, major life shift, and you haven't even shared your product stories. And I know you have tons of them because you sent me videos and you sent me little write-ups about them. And then even more fun is what you've shared with me about being able to share Nikan with other people, and that's the Nikan Discover It, Live It, Share It. That's the third stage. So, Lyle, are you Is that your final answer, or do you want to add to your contribution? Because there, again, there's free products at stake here.
Yeah.
And
well,
there's
you know,
people voting. There's people going to vote on this.
Well, you know, not only am I sharing with, you know, through several organizations, through the American Legion, through the Lions Club, Operation Feeding Temple, and Feed My Sheep, our free pediatric clinic, which gives me the opportunities every now and then to bring up our technologies in conversation. And of course, I always have my sports bottle sitting wherever I'm at, even when we go to dinner. In fact, we were just at dinner the other day, sharing, taking Sandy out for her birthday, and the waiter asked what those bottles were, and next thing you know, I got his email and phone number, and I've sent him some videos about water and stuff, and we're going to communicate further. And then at the end, I just kind of told him when I left there, I said, oh, by the way, if you want to make an extra income, we can show you how to do that too. And that kind of, his eyes kind of opened up. So, you know, being able to just be out there and then being a member of the chamber, our business is a member of the chamber, it allows me to, at various events, to give my elevator spiel about our technologies and about our lifestyle to see if anybody comes after the meeting to ask for more information, which a lot of times they do. So being out in the community is the key, and you don't always have to be standing in the grocery line trying to talk to the person in front of you.
Yeah, I flirted with that idea last night. Her name is Mackenzie, and I will go back to her line at the grocery store because she was so helpful, and she started off Stacy and Vance's date night with one catastrophe after another, after another, after another, after another, and after the third Home Depot, we decided to call it a night. Date night with Vance and Stacy at Home Depot's. How do you say it in Spanish, Lyle? No bueno? Even the 13-year-old came in and said goodnight to me, and she said, Daddy, I'm sorry you and Mommy had to drive all over town to find a new freezer, and you didn't come home with anything. But it's all good. It's all good. But the key, you said visitation, and there's a lot of other things that we could go into. But I want to shift gears. I want to go to our next contestant here, Karen Willens. I know she's chomping at the bit to share, and most of you know who Karen is. But Lyle, you said the real key is the sharing, getting out there in the community, the discover it, live it, share it, because that's truly how we get to live it and we get to discover Neakin is when we help others discover it for the first time. And you also mentioned something that's really, really powerful, and that is something that we all learned from Rick Murphy years ago. And the key phrases that we use that, hey, and if you're open and you want to earn some extra money, because I've not met anybody. No, I take that back. I've met a couple people in my 30-year venture with Neakin. They say, no, I'm not interested in money. And they'll lie about other things too. And this woman, she was lying right through her teeth. I remember the last, I'm looking at my porch table right now where she said that to me. And she said a bunch of other things that I knew were not true. But she literally rejected Neakin, even though her husband, who has since now passed away, John has since passed away, tragically, he desperately needed the Neakin products. Desperately. And I know it could have preserved his life. I'm not making a claim. I'm just saying. But there's some key words here that I think that we literally can learn from people like Lyle. So Lyle was candidate number one, and I've got a secret judge here, and they know, at least I hope they're listening this morning, because I'm going to call them later and say, okay, who gets the prize today? So, Lyle, thank you. Let me just insert in here, next Saturday, little commercial for what's coming next. Before next Saturday, Monday night, Lyle, tell us what's coming Monday night, not on Saturday AM Live, but on Monday Night Live. What is the most important thing that we all need to tune into Monday night?
I have to say I have not seen that, so I cannot truthfully answer.
Okay. In the email, hang on just a second. I got to get, I'm doing 15 things at once here, but let me go back to my email that I sent out super early this week. And it's in your subject line, and it says Freedom Rings and Home Freedom Stories on Saturday AM Live. There's a link in there at the bottom, and if you delete it, it just pops. It's okay. It's okay. If you accidentally, it's like, oh, my goodness, I don't want to read another long email from Vance. It's okay. But I included a Zoom link in there this coming Monday at 9 p.m. Sorry, Lyle. At 8 p.m. Texas time. 8 p.m. Texas time, because all the world should revolve around the Lone Star State time zone. This is 6 p.m. West Coast time. Mike DiMuccio, Dave Rolfe, Barbara Bertucci, Ben Woodward, and Susan Carver will share some of the key points of a historic family meeting that took place a few days ago at NECN headquarters in Irvine, California. The link is in my email, and again, if you accidentally deleted it, go into your deleted emails, but the link is there. The password is there. This is a Zoom meeting. You don't want to miss it. And grab a piece of paper or something to write notes on. You're going to want to listen carefully. Please don't multitask. Trust me on this one. It's going to be life-altering. Okay. You're going to learn about NECN's past. You're also going to learn about where we're going to as much as they're able to share. Okay? And then a week from today, a week from right now, Barbara Bertucci is going to be, I think I misspelled her last name, by the way, maybe. But Barbara is going to be with us next Saturday sharing from her perspective. It's all Barbara. Okay? You'll hear very little Vance. And more from Barbara. Okay, and Barbara has been, she told me she'll be back on the East Coast, so she'll be wide awake by 10 a.m. next Saturday. That's what she said. I have it in text, okay? Anyways, she's very passionate about this. And if you're on WhatsApp, you saw the picture that the group took that I was talking about last Saturday. And Barbara's being herself, hamming it up. So anyways, and I wish I could get Ben Woodward and Susan Carver and Michael DiMuccio, but if you want all of them, Monday night, the 11th, 9 p.m. East Coast time, at 6 p.m. West Coast, and again, for you, Lyle, again, the link is in the email. And if you don't have it, you can go on theroyalalliance.com live, click on that link, password is NIKEN1, N-I-K-K-E-N, numeral uno one, theroyalalliance.com/live. Or again,
Monday night.
If you don't, say again.
Monday night is the 10th.
Monday night is the 10th, really? You are correct. Why did I? Oh, I copied and pasted from Michael DiMuccio's email that he sent. Look at that. So, Andy? Thank you for that clarification.
Yes. You're welcome.
Do you, Candy, C-A-N, Karen, if you can
D-Y.
Hold for a few minutes. Yeah, C-A-N-D-Y, Candy comes before Karen in the alphabet. Would you like to offer a contribution to my question that I asked Lyle? How, for you and that young stud of a husband of yours, because you robbed the cradle, he's way, way too young for you. how has NECAN impacted and altered the family values that you guys have?
It has reinforced our confidence in God's creation, what He's built into the world, and with excitement invites us to participate in using. And most recently, our son was in an auto accident in the heart of D.C. that left the vehicle unrecognizable. God's grace took him out of the vehicle. That wasn't NECAN. But the NECAN products have been a part of his physical healing as he has recovered. And through the combination of using God's creation and God's wonderful grace, he is way ahead the curve, 7 fractured ribs that are pasted back together by how God enables surgeons to learn things. But the healing is enhanced by a healthy body using God's products. Better through NECAN.
So for you guys, for your family, for the Say family, you would come right back to that family pillar is because of the products. And again, it's like 80-some percent of us, 89, 90% of us get introduced to NECAN because of the products.
Absolutely.
It's not because we see a billboard that says, want to improve family values? Join NECAN.
Right. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the
okay,
truth. And
that's awesome.
Thank you.
That is awesome. No, thank you. So, folks, just take a note and take a lesson here from Candy. You don't have to be long-winded like Lyle or Vance. You can come up with a short response like Candy. So, Candy, I'm thinking my secret judge out there, she may go with Candy's vote, you know, because. So. Hey, You're welcome. Before we let Karen share, I'm curious if here's a curveball. Looking back at all the NECAN products, since you focused in on products, looking back at all the NECAN products that NECAN has had that have been revolutionary, like the Kinko Wave, the Palm Mag, the NECAN Body Energizer, I could even name a few that were not so good that after a few months they went, okay, that was a oops. And they quickly discontinued those. But looking back at all the NECAN Thermal, looking back at all over your tenure with NECAN, which is 20 plus years, I'm guessing. Is there one that stands out that you would say, oh, if we just had that one we really, really miss?
I miss the Energizer.
The Energizer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I see so much potential for its use. I see that other companies have put forth imitations of it now. And just seeing people's needs from the feet up. Now, we already have the insoles, and they're being used. And, you know, if you had asked the question differently of, you know, what's the most important product, it would probably come back to the water. But as far as products that are not available any longer, I think that would be my biggest.
Were you and Ron in Long Beach, California when the prototype of that product was introduced or unveiled?
Yes.
You were. Were you in the uh-huh. lobby when the gal literally screamed?
I missed that part.
You missed that part. I was standing there and I heard this gal scream. And I don't know if it's the way I'm wired. And I looked over at the direction, and there's a whole group of people surrounding, and they had like, what was it, a half a dozen or 10 of these prototypes. This was not even the one that they released to us. These were mock-ups of this product that had six rotating magnetic balls, and you would put your feet up on it. You wouldn't stand on it. It was not a massaging device. You could. It had little nodules.
Right. Right.
But you could put your feet on it. And this woman, her reaction was so strong. The way her body responded to it was so strong. Literally, nobody YouTubed it, nobody videoed it, nobody threw it out there on social media because there was no social media at the time that we know of. But her story, her journey in life dealing with the bodily issues that she was dealing with and her response, the way her body responded to that product was so strong. She literally screamed in delight because, again, and I'm not going to go into the whole story because I can't even tell it without making a medical claim.
Right.
But again, we can simulate that. So, and I asked this question on purpose that when we're talking about a healthy family pillar, products that impact us so greatly that we're like, well, why did they discontinue it? Well, we don't know all the ins and outs of all this, but we do know that, hey, I've got my bare naked feet right now as you and I are talking. I've got them on the Kinko ground. And I sleep with a Kinko ground at my feet. My Kinko grounds do not look like the ones that we order from Nikan because they're so trashed, but they still work.
Yeah, we
they're not
ours are at our feet every night.
And I have no way to know
what they do or don't do, but I don't want to take it away.
Well, I know what they do because when it gets warmer, I run around barefoot in the yard. And I find myself standing on bare soil. Why? Well, because Dr. Laura Conifer taught me it was a good idea. So, and on that note, I'm going to switch to our third contestant this morning, Dr. Karen Willens, who her and I were talking about Dr. Laura Conifer. And we're not going to talk about grounding, but here's the question of the day that Lyle and Candy have already answered. Karen?
Yes?
How has Nikan impacted your values and your culture when it comes to the healthy family pillar?
Okay, I am going to answer that. However, I reiterate what Candy said about the older discontinued items. I want the body energizer back too. That was pivotal for me. Pivotal. And I have been told why it was discontinued. There were a lot of issues with it, and the gentleman who created that technology passed away, and he was the only one who knew this technology.
Anthony Bove, Dave Balzer, I want to call him Dr. Balzer. As Dave Balzer said, the Bove brothers were brilliant in the way they invented things.
Yeah,
however,
and nobody else.
We as Americans are a little bit harsh on products, and too many of us stood on the body energizer and broke it. Too many of us were not gentle with it, and it had some flaws.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people like Steve Crowfoot out there who can resurrect them, and others. It just takes time to, you know, again, but we don't have that product. So let's focus on the haves rather than the have nots.
Right. So, okay. So, some of you may know my story. When I found Nikan 18 years ago, my body was in very bad shape, and I literally had a hard time functioning from minute to minute. And I knew that parts of my body were deteriorating to the point where they felt they were dying. And that's not an exaggeration, folks, because I'm a naturopath. I know what's going on in my body. And Nikan actually has given me more than my quality of life. They've given me my life back. And, of course, I had to avail myself of the products. It has given me a career. And so enough about me. What have I done to share it? Well, being a naturopath, I see clients. Every single one of my clients uses at least one, usually more, Niken product. Okay? Some of them have complete wellness homes with multiples of the technologies. And one woman, she may not have been here as long on this earth without them because she was in bad shape too. Actually, two of them now. And so it has allowed me to work the society pillar one person at a time. And I am now reaching out to other people, and I am impacting people in other states. And I'm very thrilled about it because this has been a goal of mine. Another goal of mine, so we had a family event for my grandson in June, last month, about a month ago. I knew about this in January, and this was a big deal for him. And it was a dressy occasion. Now, being with my family is not a walk in the park. And I prepared myself mentally for it. There's our mind pillar. And I worked with my mindset for 6 months. I also worked with my body for 6 months because it still has things that are, you know, I've put 18 years on since I found Niken, and while I've aged gracefully, I've still aged. And so new things pop up all the time, and so I'm working with those. I have a tendency, I started out in fashion design. Most people don't know this about me. And so my looks are very important to me. And I was going to be around my family. Tendency to be a little bit on the critical side. So I wanted everything to be perfect. It took me 6 months to get my outfits together. So it took some time. And during all of this, I was staying well. I was helping others. And it helped me create a balanced life for myself so that when this event happened, I drove from La Crosse, Wisconsin, which is along the Mississippi River, literally, to Milwaukee, which is across the state on Lake Michigan, literally. And it's normally a 4-hour drive to get in. It was 5 hours. And I did this by myself. And Vance, I know you said women are a little touchy about sharing their age. I am not.
I retract that statement. I know nothing about living with women. I only live with four of them. So I know nothing about that subject.
I have no feelings, only joy feelings, of sharing my age. I'm 74 years old. And I don't think I'm 74, okay? I think younger because I have a zest for life. And Niken has given me that zest back. And so I'm very proud of the fact that I have been able to drive across the state, celebrate my grandson, my oldest grandson, spend a week in Milwaukee living in my daughter's home with her family, which consists of her husband and two boys, and my son and his family who were in from out of town also, with their two little ones, ages 1 and almost 3, and walking back and forth over a baby gate for a week and lifting a 40-pound 2-year-old. She's very tall. She's not bulky, but she's tall. Both of her parents are tall. Over this baby gate multiple times during the day, sitting on the floor, playing with the kids, fighting an 85-pound charcoal lab who's 2 years old because he wanted to get in on the fun. And all of this nonsense that we encountered, and I had my wellness home with me. They know my wellness home. They were drinking out of my waterfall. There was a party for everyone, on, including my ex-husband and his family, including friends. On Sunday morning, my waterfall was there. Somebody filled my waterfall. I didn't know who it was. My daughter. My daughter who lives near me.
Karen, I got to ask this question because I know the answer to these things, because you were so obnoxious to send me a selfie that you took once you got on the road. I'm going, oh dear God and all things holy. Here comes Karen. She's on the road. She's traveling with her mobile wellness home. She's got her waterfall. She's got her sleep. She's got everything. Because while you've been doing this, you've been doing that. I've been doing the same thing to Central Oregon for a gig that my brother and I have been playing with. But did anybody ask you, and I guess this is a silly question because Lyle and Candy, we go through the same thing. We all, once we get immersed in Nikan, we don't really care if people make fun of our wellness products, because we just don't.
Nobody asked a word. At least, so Sunday morning, well, I was very smart. I got out of the chaos because Friday night and Saturday night, my other daughter and her husband and their almost 7-year-old stayed at the same house. And I said, I think I'll take myself out of the chaos for 2 nights and give us all a break. So I stayed at a hotel. So by the time I got back to their house and moved myself back in on Sunday morning, people had been there. They had been milling around. It was about, it must have been about 30, 40 people in the house. And I know how much I had filled the waterfall the day before. And it was completely full the day when I got there. And I went, so later on, when the dust settled, I said, somebody filled the waterfall? And my son said, yeah, Marla did. Marla's the one, she actually lives up here near me, and she has seen me fill the waterfall. She was taking care of it.
And
they don't want to know. They don't want to know. Yeah. They don't ask questions.
No. But even my older brother said to me the other day, you're going to fill our 2-gallon water jug with city water versus the well water that's on site that we know is better quality? Because we didn't take a waterfall with us because we have a limited amount of stuff for this thing we're doing. But even he said, you're going to, I said, no, Spencer, I just want to get some ice to get it a little bit colder, and then we'll fill it at the well. And we squeeze limes in it to make it more potable, yeah, because I don't, again, there's lots of reasons why we're doing what we're doing, but the biggest complaint that I got was, why don't they seal it? Why don't they seal the chamber? I said, you can't do that. It's a gravity-fed system, just like without in nature. And Nikan, here's a curveball I want to throw at you, Karen. And we're going to finish with Karen, by the way, and then I'm going to finish by stating something that I've never stated on Saturday AM Live, and I think it'll help us understand, because Karen and Vance were talking about this earlier this morning, about stewardship and utilizing what Nikan has given us. But when we have the opportunity, like I had on the 4th of July, when a woman was trying to sell me on a $6,000 water unit that produces 9.5 alkaline water. Stacy just rolled her eyes and looked at me and went, oh boy. And I said, so when she got off of her soapbox, I finally looked at her and I said, why would you think that we need to drink slightly alkaline water? And I just pushed her buttons. But here's the thing, her existing $4,000 slightly alkaline producing water unit, it's broken, or she wants to replace it, but she doesn't have the money to buy the new and improved model. So after she was done, do you know what I did, Karen? I looked at her and I said, hey, before you buy that, why don't you ask your husband to ask my wife about a better way, a better product that's a little bit more affordable? And the look on her face was just, she didn't know. She's currently carting water from her daughter's house because they have the more expensive model. Folks, there is a better way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you about the taste of the water, too, by the way. I went to my other daughter's house, the one who lives up near me, last weekend, and I really don't like the taste of her water. Oh, my gosh, she lives on a farm, and it is awful. So I brought my waterfall. I brought my waterfall 45 minutes away from me. Okay, my wellness home went with me.
No, and that's the thing. When in doubt, do. And if you can't take the whole waterfall, do like Lyle did and does. Take the sports bottle. It's not as convenient. It's hard if you want a lot of water in a short amount of time. If you're hiking or if you're out in the sun, especially in the summer months when it's warmer, a waterfall is the better way to go. And if you've never done it, folks, put ice in the top, and you'll have naturally chilled, and it doesn't matter where you get the ice cubes from. There was a question that came up this week about using well water, using pond scum water. You just need to do it or use whatever water you feel safe with, you feel comfortable with. Nikan is always going to err on the side of safety and say, no, you're only supposed to put, you know, safe, municipally treated water in there. But if your water is safe coming out of your well, it's up to you. It really is. But Nikan, again, is always going to err on the side of safety. So Julie Clark sent me that that update. Karen, one last thought here, and that is this. You and I were talking about this morning. When it comes to developing a healthy family, a healthy home, a healthy lifestyle, healthy anything, it comes down to, and Ben Woodward stated this about a year ago, that the word discipline is an ancient Roman word. The word decision comes from the root word is you have to be disciplined to make a decision to go, you know, I don't want to go that way. I'm going to go this way. And yeah, it takes a little bit of work, but Stacy and I were discussing this yesterday morning over coffee and we got very, very passionate and very emotional about it because we looked around and for the first time in almost 2 years, it's just us in our home. And we've worked very hard to create a healthy environment that can foster growth. And I want to go back to something that was caught by our oldest daughter, and she just sent something, or Stacy found it online on an Instagram post. And that fact that I shared earlier about the organization, the nonprofit she works for, that they've rescued so far this year 21 million pounds of food. Here's the rest of the story. And this will, she just wrote and said, I'll find out. But since 2015, when Means Database was started, that was seven. Am I doing the math right here? No, that was 8 years ago. Since 2015, they've rescued 24,700 pounds. No, I'm sorry, 24,700,000 pounds. Did I say that correctly? Yeah. Since 2015. But so far this year, they've rescued 21 million pounds. So the acceleration that can take place when you grab hold, and Nikan is on the cusp of this, when we get to that share it stage, when what we've experienced, like Karen, Andy, and Lyle have shared, these values, the way our lives have been altered by humans being more, by the philosophies of Nikan, when we understand that it's our responsibility to steward them and share them with other people, it only accelerates them faster. But we have to do our part. We don't want to grab a good thing and hoard it for ourselves. That's that would be a tragedy. So I want to encourage everybody. And by the way, 2 weeks from today, here's another little commercial for you. 2 weeks from today, we have our next Master Day. The 22nd, you can look on the front office, look on the calendar. I'm looking at it right now. Okay, it's not the back office, it's the front office. There's no such thing as a back office. It's right there. It pops up. All you got to do is look at the calendar at the bottom of the page. When you log in as a consultant, hold your cursor on July 22nd, 2023, Master Day. Boom. And you click on that, and if the registration link is not there, it will be soon. Don't worry. But maybe they've altered it. I can't get it to go. Oh, here we go. Okay, now it's working. Yep, there's the registration link right there. And watch this, folks, as you're listening. And Vant is registered. Boom. How long did that take me, Karen?
Oh, probably about 5 seconds.
It's just that easy. Now, why does it take me only 5 seconds? Because our laptop, which is ancient, which is old, it automatically saves things that I've typed over and over and over. They do that. Your phone does the same thing. It'll, what do they call that? Not autocorrect, auto-suggest, auto. it's just the way they're wired.
Autofill.
Autofill. Yeah, and I had it fill in the other day, and a word that I never use. That in Great Britain they use a lot, but I don't use. So use of a certain term, people in our culture call it an F-bomb. I don't use that word. And my phone auto-filled that word, and I quickly caught it before I sent it. And I went, whoa, that's not something I chose. What I choose are the values that I've learned from Niken, and I'm still learning. I'm still new at this. I've only been doing this for 30 years. So, folks, hopefully this has been helpful for you. I'm going to simply allow any of you, you can't vote between Lyle, Karen, or Candy. And Candy,
may I make an interjection?
Oh, you want to add to your suggestion to see if you can earn more votes?
Well, just to expound on more truth, not being completely off guard, but the truth of the matter is the procedure that was required to reassemble our son's rib cage, which wasn't just broken, but was all displaced, is very innovative. And the process of his healing now, he has been invited to a conference of trauma surgeons in order to show off this innovative procedure. They said he was such an excellently healthy specimen to be able to demonstrate this procedure at its very best and show its advantages, and that comes from being raised in a home that acknowledged health through the five pillars and portrayed a lifestyle as consistent to that as fit in reality. We were not only involved in Niken, we were involved in a lot of other aspects of life, as most of you are. But the groundwork of the five pillars was very significant for Adam to be able to survive the crash and to recover from it in such an excellent fashion. So yes, there's more to being involved in the Niken culture than was in the first snippet.
And Candy, what I hear you saying is that, as Lyle alluded to, the same thing, that we get to offer a Nikan commercial. A commercial is usually 30 to 60 seconds long. An infomercial is longer. So when
yes.
you start uncovering the rest of the story, because I was reminded of this morning when Barbara Richmond wrote these two sentences. I have been on the FIT. She's referring to the Nature Rest FIT, our current sleep system.
Yeah.
I have been on the FIT and used all of our other tech from Nikan within 8 hours of my hip transplant. Here's the second sentence,
uh-huh.
and this could be derived as a medical
yeah.
claim. The surgeon amazed at the quality and speed of my healing.
Exactly.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, these are the things that we keep sharing as Nikanites. And I read that right mm-hmm. off of WhatsApp, folks. And if you don't have WhatsApp on your phone or your computer, you really should get it, because it's like an ongoing bulletin board. This morning's topic was what to do with our old Nikan water filters, not the waterfall, but the actual filter. After 90 days or 900 liters, you need to change it. That's what the manufacturer said. Now, Candy, I know you and that hunk of a husband of yours. Even though your auto manufacturer says you're supposed to change your oil every 3,000 to 5,000 miles, depending on the car, you guys don't change it at all, right? You just drive the car until it drops. You just drive it. You never change the oil, right? That's what you guys do. No, nobody in their right mind
no.
would do that. So if you're investing, you know, $400, $450, depending on whether you're a consultant or a customer, into a Nikan water system, why wouldn't you change it every 90 days or 900 liters, whichever comes first? And then go on WhatsApp, you can do that right now, and look at all these suggestions on what to do with those old filters. There's a gal on here, I'm looking at a picture, and it's brilliant. She's got all these plants growing out of these old, and Stacy said, no, husband, you're not doing that. So I don't do that. I tear them apart, dump all of those really, really good minerals that are in that filter that are used. I dump them in our potted plants. I dump them in our garden. You ought to see. I'm going to take a picture of the flower garden that we've got alongside our garage, in between the garage and the sidewalk. It is unbelievably beautiful. We cheat. We use the components of the waterfall filter after we're finished with it. It's called being a good steward. Why? Because Dave Balzer suggested it years ago and said, oh, yeah, you just dump them in your garden and then recycle the plastic cylinder, the container. So it takes a little more work, but it's worth it in the end. So, folks, hopefully this has been helpful. We have reached the end. And, again, I want to remind everybody, next Saturday, Barbara Bertucci will be sharing. But before that, Monday night, what time can be on the East Coast? 9 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, theroyalalliance.com. This is Monday night, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th. We don't know because Vance can't read a calendar, but it's actually the 10th. Okay. Sorry. I really am apologizing that I messed that date up. I didn't mess it up. I copied and pasted it. So, and then 2 weeks from today, no Saturday AM Live. We have Master Day. You can register just like I did. It's on the front office. Please don't miss this event. It'll be masterful in so many ways. And have fun sharing while you're out there. Have fun sharing. Discover it. Live it. Share it. That's the best part about Nikan. Okay? So until next Saturday, have a great rest of your weekend. And that's all, folks.